Good afternoon. With an area of high pressure situated to our west, the beginning of the holiday weekend looks to be nice and pleasant. We'll see mostly sunny skies today with low levels of humidity. High clouds will be increasing today, but it won't impede sunshine. Highs will generally be into the lower and middle 70s. Sunday looks to be mainly dry. We'll see partly sunny skies with only the slight chance for a few showers across western areas later in the afternoon. Highs will be up into the middle 70s. Clouds will thicken up later on Sunday night and rain showers will move in for Labor Day as a warm front approaches the area. On Labor Day, we'll have widespread rain with embedded heavier downpours and possibly some rumbles of thunder. Highs will be up into the upper 60s and lower 70s. It turns drier and warmer on Tuesday with partly to mostly sunny skies. A cold front will approach the area on Wednesday with a chance for some late showers and thunderstorms. Highs for both Tuesday and Wednesday will be into the lower 80s. Pleasant and cool weather will move in for Thursday and Friday as highs only reach the upper 60s and lower 70s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, watching Hurricane Dorian as it's still a major hurricane with maximum sustained winds of 140 miles per hour. It's about 200 miles east of the northwestern Bahamas. A prolonged period of life-threatening storm surge and devastating hurricane-force winds are likely in portions of the northwestern Bahamas, particularly on the Abaco Islands and Grand Bahama Island. A hurricane warning is in effect for these areas. The effects of Dorian are still possible along portions of the Florida East Coast by the early to middle portion of next week, but since Dorian is forecast to slow down and turn northward near the coast, it is too soon to determine when or where the highest surge and winds will occur. The risk of strong winds and life-threatening storm surge is increasing along the coast of Georgia and South Carolina during the middle of next week. Elsewhere across the U.S., a late-season heat wave will continue making weather headlines across the desert southwest through the upcoming weekend. The hottest conditions are expected on Saturday with excessive heat warnings in effect for the lower elevations of eastern California, southern Nevada, and the southwestern portion of Arizona. Afternoon highs are likely to reach the 110s for some areas before a gradual moderating trend commences by the early portion of next week. The past 24-hour lower 48 state temperature extremes ran from as high as 116 at both Death Valley and Thermal, California, to as low as 29 at Harbison Meadow, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, in New York City, mostly sunny, highs into the upper 70s. In Boston, mostly sunny, highs into the upper 70s. And in Buffalo, partly sunny, highs into the lower 70s. The average high temperature for Albany today is 78, the average low temperature is 57. The record high is 93, set back in 1953, and the record low is 37, set back in 1965. The sunrise this morning was at 6:19 a.m., the sunset is at 7:32 p.m. That's 13 hours and 12 minutes of daylight, 2 minutes and 45 seconds less than yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, including Glens Falls. Mostly sunny today, highs into the lower 70s, partly cloudy with some patchy fog late tonight, lows in the middle 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny today, highs into the upper 70s, partly cloudy tonight, lows in the upper 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, including Gloversville and Johnstown, mostly sunny today, highs into the lower 70s, partly cloudy with some patchy fog late tonight, lows in the middle 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny today, highs into the middle 70s, partly cloudy with some patchy fog late tonight, lows in the upper 40s. For the Greater Capital District, as well as for the Saratoga area east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, mostly sunny today, highs into the middle 70s, partly cloudy with some patchy fog late tonight, lows in the lower 50s. Region-wide for Sunday, partly sunny, the slight chance for a shower late in the day off towards the west of Albany, highs into the middle 70s. For Monday on Labor Day, widespread showers, highs into the lower 70s. For Tuesday, a mixture of sunshine and clouds, warmer and humid, highs into the lower 80s. For Wednesday, partly sunny, the chance for some late showers and storms, highs into the lower 80s. For Thursday, mostly sunny and cooler, highs into the lower 70s. For Friday, partly sunny, highs into the lower 70s. Enjoy your Saturday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Greg Pollack.